Bruce, what's wrong? What are you doing?
I'm tired, Lily. I've done everything I know to make you love me. I can't compete with a Phantom. And if I can't have you, well, he's not gonna have you either. Yeah, I should have known you'd show up. You're a dead man. Make that a dead freak.
Paul, careful! Paul! Be careful! Okay, stop it! Stop! Stop it, Paul!
Not the guy you're looking for.
Oh, really? Most paparazzi jump from celebrity to celebrity, but you stick with Nina day and night.
What can I say? I've always had a unique talent for focusing all my energy on one task.
Yeah, some would call that an obsession.
Your wife divorced you last month, right after you started focusing on Nina.
What does that have to do with anything?
Classic transference. You get your heart broken, then you turn your attention to someone new.
You spend all your time following Nina. It's understandable that you start to feel like you know her.
It's my job to follow Nina.
Well, maybe it started as a job and turned into a fixation.
Next thing you know, you're breaking into her house just to get close to her.
Look, that wasn't me, okay? I stick with Nina because my ex-wife left me knee-deep in debt, and Nina's my cash cow. A shot of her in short shorts at Runyon gets me $500. A bad hair day brings in $1,000. Nina's what they call in my world a sure thing.
Why is it that you get all the best shots before anyone else?
I got a source, okay? Someone tells me where Nina's gonna be.
What's his name?
It's the Wild West out there, man. TMZ's got eyes everywhere. I need every advantage I can get.
You're saying you'd rather go down for something you didn't do?
No, I'm saying I want a lawyer.
You know, you come in and out of my life and feel like a booty call.
Really? Oh, it's funny. I feel exactly the same way. You did call me.
Okay, guilty. I just wanted to see you. It's like you're my own private little toy.
I don't have a problem with that. No, I really like you.
As long as you don't take it too seriously. This is supposed to be light and fun.